As somebody who has trained a lot in quantitative research, I believe in tests, I believe in quantitative tests, but also having training in qualitative testing, I believe to understand both a classroom or school community and individual performance, you need multiple measures. So what's happening now, unfortunately, statewide, nationally, is there's a lot of emphasis on these standardized tests without a lot of thought given to other measures of children's development and children's success. So I think how can we, I don't want to get rid of standardized testing because I believe it has a value and it speaks to some aspects of children's skills and it speaks to some parents who find that's important. I don't know that we have to have a state level test like the MCAS. I think districts could pick their own test, but we're not at that point now legally. But I do think that I think there's value to the MCAS. It's the way that it's being used, the way that it's being implemented that I think is the most problematic. So if there's some way that we can elevate other types of tasks like performance tasks, capstone projects, et cetera, I think Cambridge does a good job with those tasks. I've gone to a lot of events, portfolio events, et cetera, and I think we do a good job. I think the question is, how do we formalize that in a way that it gives information back to the community?
I see.
And this, I think we've talked about the Consortium for Innovative Educational Assessment, MCIEA, something like that.
Yes.
So that exists, which is a consortium of districts who are testing out actual performance tasks and how would you evaluate these? And they're being standardized across different districts. So different districts are using the same performance task. Cambridge is a what I would call a secondary member of that consortium, which
Interesting.
means that some of our administrators and teachers are participating in some of the events, going to see the portfolio presentations from different districts, but we're not actually testing out, we're not a core member that's actually testing out certain performance tasks and then giving feedback to the consortium, et cetera. So I would like to see us join that consortium because I think there's a lot of good ideas, a lot of intelligence, a lot of experience that's been worked up over several years. So I think that that would help us elevate performance tasks.
So you would see MCIA as a complement to MCAS.
Exactly. I don't see a need to get rid of standardized tests. I think that again, multiple measures. And I think there's some ways to actually measure performance tasks on a scale, a
They're
quantitative scale.
doing that.
And that's exactly
MCIA
what.
is doing
Oh,
that.
okay. So you know a little bit more than I do, but that's a quantitative measure of a performance task. I mean, a standardized test is a performance task. It's just a particular type of performance.
So Kella is pushing for adaptive testing. What do you think about that?
So how do you define an adaptive test? What I would define it is one where a student progresses through a linear sequence of difficulty, and when they get to a certain level, when they're no longer able to do the difficulty, the test ends. But there's no end point of the test. Is that what you mean by
I would say that's a simplification, but yes, you dynamically adapt difficulty. And you don't have an upper bound or a lower bound in the way that MCAS does. You're not testing whether a student is at fourth grade level. You see how hard or how easy. But the progression is a little bit more complex in a linear one.
And you're talking about linear tasks. So we already use one performance task, which is the benchmark reading assessment. And I actually worked at the for the person who developed that, Irene Fountas. I worked for her
Oh,
for 5 years
interesting.
as her research director. So I'm familiar with the task. So we use that very, it's a very central test, and it's an individual test where teachers sit down with students, they have a series of graduated texts, and they read them aloud, and they have standardized comprehension questions, and they get to a, and it's ranked from A to Z, or double Z, or something like that. A is the easiest, and students get a level. You're a level G, or you're a level B, or you're a level Z. And that is that type of test. It's not on a linear scale, and that's a little
Yes.
bit of a problem. However, it still gives you a sense of where you are on a continuum of difficulty. And I know that there's other tests in other subjects. I think there's
Yes.
something called the MAP test. I'm not sure what's MAP.
I'm not familiar with that one, but
Okay,
I
I'm
believe
not
you.
familiar with. I really haven't kept up with this aspect of the field, and I should. But I'd like to see more adaptive tests. I think that they are very useful. But again, if used with other measures. And part of the problem is people are fascinated with testing, and we get too much testing. Just the sheer quantity can be overwhelming for a teacher. And so we need to make sure we're not just adding test after test after test.
So one of the fascinating things about MCIA, which you brought up, is that the tests are also learning activities. that's from a lot of portfolio-based assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And broadly speaking, the two can integrate. And when you're talking about adaptive testing, the district, or the types of tests that you're describing, mm-hmm. the district uses those for interim and formative assessments mm-hmm. currently.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't report that back to parents.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't report that back as per school aggregated,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it's using that because it supports learning.
It uses that
because it supports student learning.
Uh-huh.
If as a teacher I know what my students know, mm-hmm. I can more effectively teach the students.
Right. And are you saying why don't we use that as an accountability measure or as a measure of school performance? Is that what your question is?
Sure.
Okay, so
that sounds like a fine question.
Okay, let's just take the benchmark, which is the one I'm familiar with and which I know is being used. And I don't know whether the adaptive tests are being used. So under a previous superintendent, several superintendents back, that was actually happening. That superintendent wanted it reported out how many students were at grade level in reading. So for example, if mm-hmm. third grade was considered level G in this test, that superintendent wanted it reported out what percentage of third graders were at level G.
Mm-hmm.
And that was brought before the school committee, and it was discussed. This third grade in this school has only 35%, this has 80%, and so it was used almost like an MCAS.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but when we were developing the targets and the key indicators for the current strategic plan,
mm-hmm.
we have two testing indicators. One is third grade reading MCAS,
mm-hmm.
and the other is eighth grade MCAS math.
Mm-hmm.
For the third grade reading, some of the teachers brought forth a plan that there would be two measures. One would be third grade MCAS, and one would be the use of these benchmark scores. And that was not adopted. So that's why mm-hmm. we still only have one measure. But I would recommend something like that. I think that it's just like anything else. It gives us limited information, but all tests have limitations. But it might give us information that's very, very complementary in the sense of extending what we know from MCAS. Because MCAS is... It's a particular type of test, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. So
it's not as authentic, let me put it that way. The benchmark is a more authentic test of reading.